For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Chinese embassy in Turkey has issued a safety warning to Chinese nationals inside the country after a pair of bombings in the capital, Ankara. At least 95 people have been confirmed dead, with over 200 others injured. There's been no report of Chinese nationals being injured in that attack. The blast took place as hundreds had gathered for a rally organized by the country's main public sector trade union. The rally itself was meant to call for an end to the renewed violence between Turkey's Kurdish rebels and the country's security forces. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says there are strong indications that the attack was perpetrated by two suicide bombers. Turkey's declared a three-day period of national mourning. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is urging local governments to push forward renovations on shanty towns. Li says the renovations not only improve housing conditions for low-income families, but are also a key point for the country's urbanization drive. China set a goal to construct 36 million affordable housing units between 2011 and 2015. It's been reported that 20 million have been completed so far, with another 12 million units under construction. The premier urges local governments to ramp up efforts, including providing financial and tax support, and encourages private capital to take part in this task. China's transport ministry is reportedly working on draft regulations connected to ride-hailing services. Word of this comes after Didi Kuaidi, a dominant ride-hailing app in China, successfully secured a municipal license in Shanghai. The draft regulations will reportedly require car-hailing service providers like Didi Kuaidi to hold responsibility for any disputes or accidents. Private vehicles will be banned from participating in ride-hailing services. Commercial permits will be required. At least 17 people are dead after an explosion ripped through a restaurant in the eastern Chinese province of Anhui. The massive explosion on Saturday hit just before noon as people were sitting down for lunch in the downtown core of Wuhu City. Initial investigation shows the explosion was probably caused by a gas cylinder that was leaking. Defense officials from the U.S. and Russia held a video conference on Saturday to discuss safe flight operations over Syria. Both countries have been conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets, but the campaigns are uncoordinated. The Pentagon's released a statement calling the discussions professional and saying the talks focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. The U.S. also says it's been agreed to hold another round of talks in the near future. The U.S. and Russia are holding talks in order to avoid air accidents during conduct of their respective campaigns. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered a massive boost to the numbers of border police reservists in Jerusalem and across mixed Jewish and Arab cities amid Israel's efforts to quell the spread of violence across the country. Comes after Israeli security forces killed two Palestinians on Saturday in clashes near the border with the Gaza Strip. The two were shot dead as they were taking part in protests near the Israeli border security fence. Tension and violent clashes flared in the West Bank and East Jerusalem after security measures were enacted by the Israeli side at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem and following an attack on settlers that killed two Israelis near the West Bank city of Nablus. Egypt has signed a contract to buy two Mistral warships from France. Egypt's president and France's prime minister attended the signing ceremony in Cairo. The ships, which can carry 16 helicopter gunships, 700 troops, and up to 50 armored vehicles each, were originally intended for Russia. The ships were built to Russia's specifications, but the deal fell apart because of the situation in Ukraine. A huge military parade's taken place in North Korea's capital, Pyongyang, to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea. Thousands of soldiers and other military personnel took part in the event in Kim Il-sung Square in the heart of the city. The Communist Party of China was represented at the event by Politburo member Liu Yun-shan. He met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday night after his arrival, personally delivering a message of congratulations from Chinese President Xi Jinping. More than 1,400 people have died from infectious diseases on the Chinese mainland in September. That's according to the latest data released by the country's health authorities. HIV/AIDS was the top cause, claiming over 1,100 lives. The second highest cause of death was from tuberculosis. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.